Hi, friends. Welcome to your weekly Motivational Moments with Eric Vickery, President of Coaching at All Star Dental Academy. Today and this week, I want to talk to you about how people don't buy for your reasons. They buy for their reasons. And those reasons are typically emotional ones. You've heard the saying, people buy with emotion, justify with logic. So my question for you is, if we recognize that selling is a part of what we do, we've talked about selling the condition, we don't want to pressure people into doing things, then we need to figure out, how do we get to a place where we understand the emotional reason why people are wanting to take care of their health? This will be a three-part series as I break down the emotional SWOT. And today we're simply going to talk about the verbal skill of the introduction. So the assumption I'm making is that you're using this verbal skill, and I just want to take it up a notch with you. If you're not using this verbal skill, then you're going to want to wait and watch all three sections together and put it into one so that you can start using this. So the first thing to understand is, without an introduction, the conversation will really fall flat. It'll seem awkward. It'll seem weird. And I'll never forget one of my just dear friends and longtime clients. I was in his office and I was listening to him get ready to have this conversation. And the doctor was doing this. And he said to the patient, "Hey, I'm going to ask you some questions. They're going to seem weird. Just bear with me and we'll get through this together." Okay. Now, how do you think the conversation went after he asked that? It was weird. It was awkward. And they barely got through it. I think there was a little sweating going on by the doctor. And so when he came out, I coached him up and I said, "You know, I think we're setting ourselves up for complicated conversations. Let's set ourselves up for successful, productive conversations." And so we tweaked the introduction and it would sound something like this. I would say, "Joey, before we ever look in your mouth, before we ever do an exam, it's actually more important to us for us to understand what's important to you. In other words, we want to be on the same page and we don't know exactly what it is you want for the health and appearance of your smile until we have a conversation about it. So we'd love to start there, have a conversation, and just discuss how we can best take care of you. How does that sound to you?" Okay. Now, if you're using DISC and personality profiles, that's this S version of it. That's the soft, long version. You could do a D version of that where you're more direct and bottom line with it. You can do that. But the concept is, make sure this patient understands that, hey, we're about to ask you some really important questions. Important ones. And the more information you give us, the better job we're going to do at taking care of you. Shall we? And you introduce this conversation to them. It's just like if you were giving a speech. You give an introduction, you tell them what you're going to tell them. And then the body, you tell them. The conclusion, you tell them what you told them. So here, the introduction becomes a key part of this conversation. Without it, it will not go well. You want to improve this conversation. You want to improve the information you're getting from the patient. Do this. The next thing it's going to do is build trust and rapport. They're going to feel safer. They're going to feel like you're putting my needs in front of your needs. You ever hear a patient walk up front as they need a crown and the patient says to the admin team member, "Well, doctor must need to make that car payment, or we need to pay for those college kids' tuition." Now they're saying something like that. So they're not quite sure they really need this. They don't know if they want it. Well, if we're going to move away from "you need a crown," push purchasing, and move into pull purchasing, want to help you maintain a healthy living. You want to help you achieve confidence. Want to help you avoid losing your teeth like your grandparents did. That's what they're going to buy, not the crown. You remove all of that negative just conversation that comes after feeling like you've sold somebody into treatment. So this week, focus on your introduction into your powerful emotional SWOT, emotional exam conversations. All right, guys, have a great week.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of Dental All-Stars. Visit us online at allstardentalacademy.com.